Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
And I watched this movie last week. It's tremendous. It's the unbelievable true story of how George Foreman went from winning the Olympic gold medal to the heavyweight championship to retiring to then returning to the boxing ring 10 years later, overweight. But he was determined, and he goes ahead and wins his second heavyweight championship. Big George Foreman is the name of the movie. It's exclusively in theaters this Thursday, tomorrow. So get your tickets now. It's rated PG-13.
Chris, when I came into the studio today here on 55th, West 55th in New York City, I ran into a big-time radio and television star, and he says he loves The Odd Couple and wanted to say hello to us.
Wow, who?
Charlemagne the God. Very
really?
Nice.
We had him on once,
wow.
Of course.
Yeah,
tell him we'd love to get him on again.
Yeah, absolutely.
He should have the Odd Couple on his on the Breakfast Club. Both
yeah.
of us, you know what I mean?
You know, I mean, he said that to me. He goes, well, how long are you in town? Can you come on? We got to get you on the show. And I was like, I'm leaving town, but I'll be back in May. So maybe we could do that. That would be great.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'll leave you some clothes and underwear, though.
You know? Well, Alex, you know what? I am leaving clothes at the hotel.
No doubts, Rob.
Are you serious?
I am.
You're leaving clothes?
That's what he does.
Yes.
So what? You what so is, I thought it was just undergarments.
No. I throw those out.
Enough.
I don't leave that for anybody. I think that's tacky to leave underwear.
Oh, but so, it's not tacky to leave clothes.
No.
They're not good clothes. Are they good clothes?
Yeah, they're just clothes that I'm ready to move on from. So what I'll do is
I'll... You know, all of us aren't as wealthy as Rob Parker.
No, that's so. Not...
He can just leave clothes. Shoot. All right. You got it that, big baller.
I'm leaving three pair of pants, two shirts, and a pullover. That's what I'm leaving behind.
Wow.
Because I'm on my way. I'm on my way to Arlington, Texas next, Chris. I'll be doing the Odd Couple Friday from Arlington, and I just don't have room in my bag for all that stuff. It's
Rob,
all good.
Look, if there's a 6'4", 154 pounder coming in after you, they're in heaven. They're blessed. They're lucky.
I leave a little note for the maid or the housekeeper, I should say.
What does it say?
It says, please keep or donate. Thank you. So they have the right to take the clothes, or if not, donate them to the Salvation Army. I don't throw them in the garbage.
Well, speaking of donating, the Clippers need to figure out, do they want to keep or donate, if you will, some of their players? Rob, they went down 4-1 to the Clippers. Can't blame them. Ty Lue, of course, it sounded like an excuse, but it really was an explanation that they were out without their two best players.
It's not an excuse, right? I'm with you. That's an explanation.
Yeah, against Phoenix. Like you said, if you take Anthony Davis and LeBron away from the Lakers, Durant and Booker away from the Suns, you know, who wins like that? So, Rob, the question now for the Clippers is, where do they go from here? I'm going to tell you this, Rob, and this isn't any major revelation. I'd be shocked if you disagree with me. The championship window that opened when Kawhi Leonard went there with Paul George is closed. It's over. That's not happening. Because I think, Rob, when Kawhi Leonard comes back, whenever that is, because he's got the, meniscus tear, he might be, at this point, Rob, a bench player. Not because not good enough, but you've tried everything. Do your next try bringing him off the bench for 26 minutes a night and see if he can stay healthy as a sixth man? I don't know, but I do feel like, Rob, I am confident their championship window's closed. They blew it. Now, they only had one shot, and it was in the bubble. They blew it. That was the only postseason, Rob, they really been healthy.
Right. And they were 3-1 to Denver, and they lost.
3-1 Denver. I'm sorry. That was it. That was your one chance, and they haven't been healthy since. And, Rob, I mean, Kawhi, unfortunately, it's the same knee.
How long is Kawhi going to be
the
out?
ACL. I'm not sure. Rob G, let us know if you know. I know he's seeking rehab. The reports were that he's seeking rehab.
Rather than surgery?
Well, I don't know if he's ruled out surgery, but the reports right now are that he's looking for rehab options. But, Rob, you say it all the time. You don't – it's not like even Joel Embiid, who was unhealthy early in his career but was still young, Rob. I mean, Kawhi is about, 31, 32?
Right.
And it's the same knee he had to tear on. It's unfortunate. He's an all-time great. I don't know where – you don't want to rank him. That's another conversation for another day. But – He's just damaged good. So do you disagree with me that their window is closed for championships?
You know what? If he's coming, I don't know, Chris. You would assume there's no way he's going to be back in enough time to really make something happen with the Clippers and just their luck and what's happened. Why would we believe that in a year or whatever, I don't know how long this injury
He'll
is going to hurt him.
In June.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that?
He'll be 32 in June.
Yeah. To think that all of a sudden after another surgery and more time off that it's going to be fixed this time and he'll have a smooth sailing. Hard to believe that. So those are the reasons why it's hard to embrace
right. The
idea that they could win. But when I think about the West, I mean, as you said this past year, you didn't think it was that dominant. And Kevin Durant's getting older. LeBron is older. You know, like you start to look at some of these other teams. Is Memphis really there, Chris, yet? What about Denver? We have to wait and see. There's a lot of question marks in the West.
There's no juggernaut there.
Right. And even
that.
The Warriors at another year, who knows what happens with Draymond? Who knows what happens going forward? Maybe Klay's not happy because he's not going to get cashed out, you know, and all this other stuff. So you know, it's not like you said, a juggernaut that, oh, no, they got no shot at looking at it. But it's hard for me to even consider anything Clippers because of what's happened and just the bad luck. That's a franchise that did everything right. They hired the right coach. They were able to get They were able to put together
everybody
a roster.
Would take Paul George and Kawhi Leonard.
Right. I mean, that when they were able to pull off the trade to get Paul George and get Kawhi Leonard, Chris, who had an easy street package to go to the Lakers. Yep. He's from suburban L.A. He could have played with the Lakers. He could have won with Anthony. They had room for Kawhi, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James. That's what they had available. Yep. And he turned that down. That was on his plate because he wanted to do it differently.
Absolutely.
And not
was on his go. Plate. Yep.
Yeah, not go, Chris, the easy route or whatever. I would have mad respect that he turned down what was a piece of cake. And they probably, Chris, they might have won three championships with those three if guys stayed healthy.
Yeah, injuries,
I'm saying if guys stayed healthy, right.
No, I mean, they certainly had the ability. There's no doubt. But, Rob, so here's my question. It sounds like I want to ask you, where do the Clippers go from here?
Home,
Kawhi,
dinner, maybe a show?
Paul George, Kawhi and Paul George both have $45 million left on their deal next year, fully guaranteed. Then they have a player option for $49 million. They have the same contract. They're eligible for extensions right now, Rob, this offseason, but I would not extend them. I know they're going into the new arena in Inglewood, just minutes from where I used to stay when I was out there in L.A. But, Rob, I would not extend them. I would talk to people around the league about trading them. Now, I don't think you'll get any takers. I think, Rob, a championship contender that's right there would love to have a Kawhi Leonard. But they probably would be looking at him as a guy that would come off the bench and give us 24, 25 minutes a night and be great and win it that way. But even for that, Rob, I don't think they're going to pay him $45 million for that.
No, I just –
you're right? I don't think you'd be able to trade either of them. And so I think you run it back. And I don't think you'll win a championship, but you know, you'll be a good team. You'll be relevant. But I just don't see how you can. I just think you're running back. I think
you have to run it back because you talked about the opening of the new arena and all that other stuff, Chris. You're not going to gut the team or be like.
Right, not for that.
Yeah, you just can't do it. You just can't do it. And if you're the owner. And your front office people, you're disappointed. Like, what did we do wrong to the basketball gods that this just keeps happening to us? And it's not just – we get the Kawhi stuff, but then the Paul George.
Right. Like, he hasn't been healthy either for the most part.
That's the other one, Chris. Okay, yep. Kawhi, we knew we got it, but he had a bad wing when we got him. You know what I mean? Or we knew it. We rolled the dice. We already knew what was happening, but then Paul George was a young guy too, you know, and he can't stay healthy. It's just
and Rob, they had a shot, which is more than you can say for Brooklyn. These are very similar situations. Kawhi largely dictated. Now he was recruited by the Clippers, of course, whereas Durant was just called him up and said, "Look, Kawhi or Kyrie and I are coming to Brooklyn." But Kawhi had a lot to do with it. He dictated terms, right? Go get Paul George, and I'll come to you. And neither one worked out, Rob. This worked out more than Brooklyn. As bad as Clippers fans feel, and as unsatisfying as this feels, it did go better than it went in Brooklyn, Rob. You got to admit that. They got to a conference finals.
I was going to say, the first time in their team's history, even though it was without Kawhi, they did get to the conference finals. They did.
Yep. And they, like I said, it was really only one year where they had a real shot, right? That was in the bubble. But at least they had that shot. Brooklyn never gave itself a shot. And
no,
look, I mean,
because the series they lost to Milwaukee, Kyrie got hurt in game three, and then James Harden got
hurt, came
in
back,
the first
you know,
minute
hampered,
of
right.
game one.
Those three were terrific together, and they never had a full offseason, or I should say postseason, where their three stars, Harden, Kyrie, and Durant, even gave themselves a chance to win. And so the Clippers, I would you agree with me that of the two disappointing super teams. I think the Clippers, I mean, it doesn't feel good because they don't get a championship or even a finals appearance. But I think theirs, they got more out of it than the Brooklyn did, at least.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And even though, the controversy, you know, Kevin Durant stepped on the line, Chris, and that would have been a game winner, and Milwaukee probably would have never won a championship. I mean, there's so much going on, but they didn't get there. But they didn't get there.
Yep. All right. It is the iCouple. We're still talking Clippers. What to do with Russell Westbrook? Or should he even want to go back to the Clippers? That's next. Keep it locked. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Look, be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the NFL Draft. You'll have insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. They'll all have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's tomorrow night, Thursday, at 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage is presented by Chalk, C-H-O-Q, the reigning champion of natural men's health. Level up your strength, your energy, and your focus at chok.com. Use code DRAFT for 35% off any subscription for life. That's chok.com. Code DRAFT. Rob, Memphis jumping on the Lakers right now. They're up 45-35. Nice little comfortable lead. They've definitely outplayed the Lakers to this point. But it's not enough for you to rest easy if you're a Grizzlies fan. I think they're about to go up 13. Ja just hit an alley-oop over LeBron while being fouled. So I assume he'll drop the free throw. But they're playing well. I tell you what, though, Rob. Dylan Brooks, I really think his whole the talking trash and all that is backfired on him. I don't mean because they're down 3-1 and LeBron's played fairly well. But he seems to have gotten in his own head, Rob. This dude can't hit nothing. He's 1-for-7. He's 0-for-3 from three. I mean, he's not a great shooter to begin with, but he's a decent. I mean, it looks like he's in his own head on these jump shots, Rob.
Yeah, that's bad. If you're going to do that, you still have to perform.
Like, yeah.
The worst thing you can do is talking and then you don't play. That's because if you could back it up, we talk about it all the time. If you could back it up, it's cool.
Yep. Absolutely.
Do your thing. Say your business, your piece. But you can't then flame out in the game. But I'm not surprised, Chris. I thought the Lakers took all it could to win at home in overtime against them and that they would come out here and beat the
How
Lakers.
Much of a chance you giving the Grizzlies to actually win the series?
I still give them a chance, too, because they
so
would
you're
have
giving
game...
them more of a chance than you are the Bucks.
Yeah, they have a chance. Because
wow.
I think they could win a game 7 at home. Obviously, they'd have to win game 6 in L.A.
6 would be the question, right?
That's the question.
Mean, obviously,
but if it goes 7, Chris, if they win the next 2 and it goes 7 and they go back?
Well, look,
I don't know. And then you talked about it about the every other day now in games.
That's the thing, right.
That hurts the Lakers, I think.
LeBron's a little off tonight. I mean, he clearly, like we saw game 4, he was pacing himself. Tonight he's coming out. It's like he's trying to put Memphis to bed.
No, he wants to. He doesn't want
to. He's aggressive,
right?
But he's only 1-for-7, you know, and he's got 3 turnovers. So he's not playing well. May have something to do with the one day rest, Rob. He's 38 years old.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, I mean, I give him a shot. I think I said on TV after game 4, I say it's about 95% done, which isn't much of a shot. But who knows? If they get to a game 7, you wonder where LeBron's legs would be. Memphis obviously would be comfortable. They'd be at home. So you'd have to give them a shot if they can get that far. Elsewhere, Rob, New York. Cleveland, Rob, they're down 12 at home early in the third quarter. And Cleveland's had a double-digit lead for most of the game. Rob, this is a tragedy for the Cavs.
Yeah,
no one expected them to win the East, but we thought, okay, they might be a year away. You know, go play Milwaukee tough in the second round, and then next year you got more experience. Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, they're more experienced. Mitchell's a superstar. Jared Allen's good. Maybe next year they'd be a contender. Rob, not only are you on the verge of losing in the first round, you're on the verge of getting beat in 5.
Yeah, they got punched in the face and they never responded. The Knicks defensively, Chris, put it on them. The voodoo, whatever you want to call it, the physicality. Donovan Mitchell hasn't responded. He struggled big time. That's why they went and made that trade. You thought with the young Lucas that they had when they got him, expected them to elevate, didn't we?
Absolutely. No, I mean, they won a lot of games last year.
Right.
And had a good season. And
that's
then
what
you're
I'm
right,
saying, right? And then you added
thinking,
Donovan
okay,
Mitchell.
Yep, we're right on the doorstep, and they're not. And Rob, what it looks like, and Julius Randle's out late in the first half.
So Obi Toppin, right?
Yeah. And they're still rolling. Now they're up 15. So they're rolling without Julius Randle. He's in the locker room. We don't know how serious he tweaked his ankle, re-aggravated it. We don't know how serious it is. But Rob, I think you used the right phrase, punched him in the mouth. Cleveland looks soft, more so the bigs.
Right.
Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, they just look like they don't want that smoke. That's physical playoff basketball.
And that can happen to teams because it's a different game in the postseason,
yep.
Chris. It's just a little more physical, stuff you couldn't get away with during the regular season. If you're not ready for it, you could struggle. We even saw last year, and I'm not saying Kevin Durant wasn't ready for it. He wasn't ready for the defense he saw from the Celtics.
No. The coaching staff didn't help him out either.
Didn't help him adjust, let him go
one-on-one. Right.
Exactly.
But I agree, Rob. That physical defense definitely bothered him. And I think it bothers him. You know, if I'm a team that's facing them going forward, Phoenix, I'm going to try to be as physical as I can with Kevin Durant within the rules. Because they definitely letting them get a little more physical, Rob, in the postseason. I like it, but I'm sure it's a big adjustment for some of these players. All right, Nick Baumgartner, the Athletic senior writer for the NFL Draft. He'll join us in a moment, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest is a senior writer for The Athletic, covers the NFL draft. We welcome in Nick Baumgartner. Nick, welcome to the iCup.
What's happening, Nick?
Not much, guys. How are we doing?
We are great. We are great. Excited about tomorrow's draft. Of course, everyone is, you know, looking forward to the quarterbacks and where they're selected. It feels like it's pretty clear cut that who's going number one, I should put it that way. Is that your feeling, that it's a done deal? It will be Bryce Young from Alabama, number one?
Yeah, I mean, it sure feels like it. I haven't seen or heard anything from anybody I would trust that would
other than Reddit,
otherwise.
Right. We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll ask you about that.
Other than Will Levis's roommate or whatever it was, right? I think all signs have pointed to that since Carolina made the trade, and Bryce is, he's the best guy on the board. I think if you've really studied it, that's kind of easy to see. So, some flaws there, of course, but, he's a special kid. So we'll see how it goes, but that would be my pick.
Let's talk about the quarterbacks in the draft and how much of a crapshoot it really is. I mean, Chris and I talk about it all the time on this show. A lot of guys fail. A lot of guys wind up bust. The Jets have drafted a couple quarterbacks that haven't worked out. Sam Darnold's on his ninth team this year. Just think about that. Why is it so hard to pick a quarterback? And a lot of these guys have played at major colleges and put up numbers, and people thought they were something special.
Yeah, it's the mental part, I think, that you just cannot predict. And that's, a lot of the thing with C.J. Stroud, those F2 scores get leaked,
right,
and that's when people freak out on him, right? But, so much of that is a little bit of an overreaction, but so much of that's valid because, we don't know how you're going to act when it's really real. And we know that, you can play at a major college, if you're C.J. Stroud or Justin Fields, he had a similar issue. And you can beat teams 70 and up every week, and you're barely getting – nobody's coming after you. And it's just a different world when failure is sort of like what is happening all the time, and you're having to solve your way around it. That's the NFL. It's just really difficult to predict how a kid is going to respond mentally. Anthony Richardson is if he fixes his, accuracy issues and takes care of all those little things – and is mentally tough enough, then he's the best player in this draft. I'm not sure that it's arguable, right? But we can't predict what we haven't seen yet, and that's the hardest part with quarterbacks.
Chris, let me just follow up here.
Okay.
Let me just do a quick follow-up. Can you improve on accuracy? Like some guys can't find the strike zone. Can you improve on your accuracy?
Right. I think that's a great question, and it's like one that I think multiple people would give you multiple answers, but I think you can. I think that you can improve on your feet. You can, you know, because that's where it all starts. I think that's most throwing, and that would be the same with baseball, right? It's your feet, your mechanics,
right,
and everything else. And I think that as long as you're consistent with that and just sort of mentally doing all of the things like in a routine, then you can get better. However, like, your navigation of the pocket and your ability to sort of really sense and process, like, that sort of is what it is. And I think some of that is just, like, that doesn't really improve that much. It's just you get better habitually, right, like, at doing it every day. And so I think that you can get better at it, but the reason why people have these hesitations is it's just, like, you can't get that much better. You have to be pretty accurate to begin with, you know, or it's kind of a non-starter.
Well, that's why, look, you brought up Anthony Richardson, and I know everybody's going gaga over him because he did a somersault at the combine and all that, but I get that he's a fantastic athlete. And this is an overstatement, but I mean, that doesn't mean you're going to be a great quarterback. And he hasn't shown us yet that he has all those intangibles, accuracy being, you know, something that's an issue. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if it were this simple, you just take the great athletes and put them at quarterback. I mean, why? What are people around the league saying about this? Is a little baffling to me. I get his ability, but athleticism's never been like the number one thing for a quarterback in the NFL.
No, but I think like in this case, you know, with you, when you put all of it on the table, and you've got a 6'4", 250-pound guy who can do what he can do as an athlete and has the arm, and if you can mold him, you know, it's the ultimate. Anthony Richardson is like the ultimate quarterback nerd's coach dream, right? Like, I could fix anybody. If you could build a guy in a lab, you know, physically, it would be him, because there's not any weaknesses to his physical whatever. There's nothing he cannot do on a football field. But, you know, it's like you said, Chris, I mean, like, we had one season with him, 12 games, and it wasn't a great 12 games. It was not, you know, scintillating. There were some moments in there that were amazing, but there were some moments in there that are just really hard to unsee. So, you know, whoever does take him, and I would argue the same for Levis, like, you better have a plan. You better have a really good coach, a really good QB coach. Like, I'd want a veteran around him, too, that I would trust. Like, you're going to have to really wrap your arms around him, because I think that's part of the package.
With Stroud, you mentioned the S2 test, and he didn't perform well on that. If you've talked to people in the league about that, I mean, is this really that alarming to the point where, like, I actually have liked him. He's the guy I like best in the draft.
Is he dropping
because of that or what?
See, I think that could be, you know, that could be a little bit of BS. I mean, because I think that that's nothing that you haven't seen on his tape. You know what I mean? Like, the S2 score, that would confirm, like, Bryce Young had the best one. And, of course, he did. Because if you watch his tape, you know, his processing, I mean, Bryce Young's making throws before guys even make the bridge, right? Like, he's next level with it. But Stroud, he had some of that hiccupy stuff in the pocket. I mean, he took a little while. And what that test is trying to measure is how fast you're sort of seeing things before they develop. And, you know, so I think that, you know, again, some of that can be coached around and some of that can be improved, you know, around it, I guess. But that's part of who he is, and that's also what you saw on tape. So that really shouldn't be a shock to anybody, and I don't really think it is. And I think that's probably how teams are looking at it.
How about just somebody that people aren't giving a lot of love to? Will we have any surprises in the first round, or somebody has moved up enough that people were sleeping on them?
You know, I guess it's interesting, the running backs in this class. You know, I know everybody hates the running back situation.
Right, nobody wants to draft a running back in the first round, definitely.
This is a good running back class, guys. Like, not just Bijan Robinson. Like, he's definitely a first-round pick. But Jahmyr Gibbs, the kid there that played with Bryce Young at Bama, before he got hurt, he was electric, and he has showed He showed some big time stuff there. I think he ran a 4.3 something, 4.36, 4.35. He's another one that I think could slip in there. Adebuware, the kid from Northwestern, who's a freaky defensive end who put up some crazy strength numbers. I think some teams really love him, and I wouldn't be shocked if he slipped in there too. It's a weird draft. A lot of really good players, but like everybody has a flaw, you know what I mean? So it's a weird draft, but not a bad draft.
Everybody's excited in New York about Aaron Rodgers going there now, but they need to shore up that offensive line. You think they'll be able to do that in this draft? I'm sure that's their number one priority.
What do they have, 18 cricks? What pick do they have?
15.
15?
Yeah, they traded with Green Bay. So I think actually that's not a bad spot there. I think that both sides work out well in that trade because New York is still in a good shape. They have enough picks to where even if they want to move up a couple picks to make sure they get Skoronski or Paris Johnson, they can do that. Like because that was my thought with them, you know, a month ago when I mocked it out. I was like, well, if you're going to get Rodgers, then you need to go up and get the best tackle right now. Like, right. Go get him because you're trying to win the Super Bowl. So I think they can still do that. I think they have a really good chance to do that if they want to, or if the board plays the way they want it and somebody falls, which is also possible.
All right, that's Nick Baumgartner, the Athletic senior writer. Excellent stuff, Nick.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Nick.
Your
Thanks
time.
Thanks for the knowledge. We appreciate you.
You bet, fellas. Take care.
Yep. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. We'll talk NFL draft around the corner. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, Big Daddy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. Trust a brother. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. We're also brought to you by Discover Card. And at the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back that you've earned. Everything you earn, folks, doubled. I'm serious. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Rob, we were just talking with Nick Baumgartner of The Athletic about the NFL draft, and we mainly talked quarterbacks. And Rob, it's interesting that, you know, Anthony Richardson, who's just a superstar athlete, and then even Will Levis. You're hearing a lot of talk about Will Levis, too. I mean, both of these guys expected to go in the first round. Levis, now there was a rumor, there was somebody put something on Reddit that he was going to go number one to Carolina, and that
too bad we had to read it
in Vegas.
Right?
Yeah, unbelievable. But, Rob, here, look, and I get that a guy may not have had a great college career. We've seen, I mean, Tom Brady was a 6th-round draft pick.
He didn't get that much run at Michigan.
No, he wasn't dominant by any stretch.
You remember it was Chris Drew Henson was the stud.
He
was,
you heard more sign about with the, Drew Henson.
Drew Henson
than
signed
Tom
with
Brady.
The Yankees. You remember? Yep. I think he had one base hit. He wound up making the major leagues and having one hit, but he was a two-way star, baseball player and football quarterback.
Yep. And obviously the rest is history with Brady. So we've seen it happen. So I'm not saying, you know, everything is your college career. But again, Rob, Brady was a 6th-round pick. But we're hearing about Anthony Richardson. These are Anthony Richardson's numbers last year at Florida. Now, he was there 3 years, only really started the 1 year. Last year, completed 54% of his passes, Rob.
Okay.
Not special. 17 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. By comparison, well, let me throw out Will Levis first, too, before I get there. Will Levis, Rob, spent 4 years in college, started at Penn State. So that's where he first was at. Got very little run. Goes to an inferior program, Kentucky, and, you know, starts but doesn't light the world on fire for 2 years. His junior year, Rob, 24 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Last year, 19 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Mm. For comparison's sake, C.J. Stroud, playing at a higher level at Ohio State, had 85 touchdowns and 12 interceptions in his last 2 seasons. So,
no,
I'm
get
just
it.
Saying,
and then,
right?
And then here's the other thing, too. You know, Ohio State quarterbacks have flamed out in the NFL.
They have.
That's a fact. That's not even
right. And that shouldn't. That obviously may not have anything to do with C.J.
No,
Stroud,
it doesn't.
But it is something you look at. That's one thing. Again, it might be unfair to him, but it gives me pause. I mean, we go.
What system
Smith,
are they running?
Didn't Troy Smith win the? And they got a different coach, but he still was under Urban Meyer.
Ryan Day was under Urban Meyer, right?
But
Chris,
Smith,
their history, it goes back. I mean, I don't know.
Art Schleister, you go way back.
That's what I'm saying, right? There's a ton of
Art
quarterbacks.
Art Schleister, Troy Smith, Terrell, what was the
Pryor.
Kid? Terrell Pryor.
Yep.
Carlisle, was it Carlisle Jones?
Cardell Jones. You remember he played great in the championship game. He was a backup quarterback and came back
fantastic
to school.
Fantastic. Which I thought was smart.
I thought it was a mistake.
Because he needed some more seats. Well, he would have went higher, but he probably would have flamed out anyway.
No,
but he never got that. He needed more. I get it, but he didn't.
He wound up coming back, Chris, and not even starting the next year.
Right. Not playing well, no doubt. But, yeah, you can go all the way down the line, and there's no doubt they've had these great college quarterbacks who just haven't been able to get it done at all in the NFL. Stroud, I think he's
different.
And
it's different,
not fair
to him. It's not fair.
No, but you don't know. I mean, we said it. It's a crapshoot with these quarterbacks. I think, Rob, though, and you asked the question of Baumgartner, you know, can you improve your accuracy?
I always wonder about that, Chris, because, you know, there's certain guys who have touch. We always talk about it, you know, like certain guys, we talk about Aaron Rodgers or Mahomes, certain people who could just drop the ball right in there.
Right.
And then there are other guys, Chris, where their accuracy is just like they just missed the guy. Like, consistently, like to just a little bit too far, just, you know, and right. Everybody doesn't have it. And I just wonder, it's like guys in pitching. Some guys just don't have the control, Chris, to keep them as a major league pitcher because they don't throw the ball for strikes. You know what
right.
I mean? And if
right.
you don't throw the ball for strikes, you can't pitch in the big league.
I don't care how hard you throw.
No. Nope.
Right. The name that came to mind when you asked that question was Josh Allen. And I actually think, Rob, he's the guy.
He's gotten better.
Yeah, that he's the one that teams think of when they look at an Anthony Richardson who wasn't very accurate in college, who's big and athletic and has a cannon for an arm. That's Josh Allen. And that Will Levis was fairly accurate, but still just didn't light the world on fire with his numbers. And he's got the body, the size, all that, the arm.
That's what
they're attracted to. Josh Allen, Rob, in college, completed only 56% of his passes.
Wow.
As a rookie, it was below 53% in the NFL, but he improved. It went to 59%, then 69% in his best year, and then 63% the last 2 years. So I think people hope that, hey, he could be there. You know, Rob, these leagues, for all the scouting and all the money
video.
And everything they put into it, the video, it's very much a copycat league. All of them. All the leagues,
no,
right?
No, it is. And yeah. And it's also, it's just a crapshoot. It just is. I don't care how much you put into it, Chris. It's just been way too many busts.
Oh, yeah.
Top quarterbacks. Sam Darnold, Chris, you know that. TJ Houshmandzadeh, who we've had on our show, he loves Sam Darnold. Colin loves Sam Darnold. You know what
right.
I mean?
He doesn't claim Sam. He'll claim Burrow in a minute, but not Sam Darnold. All right, we got an hour left. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.